Oh, I didn't see you there. I'm reading this book, and it quite possibly is the best book ever written because I'm in it!
Winning!
If you want to know the rate of return on dating women, you need to buy the Book of Numbers. There's a link in the description, you know, down there in the penis area. Meet Gazer! What's up, you pussified pedestal providers? Terrence Pop here, Redonkulous.com. Bad Pop showed up today because I'm going to take you on a painful trip down memory lane. But in order to do that, we have to be time-traveling hobgoblins. Remember when you're back in high school and you had to cover up your penis with your algebra book as you walk down the hall? And why? The one-eyed wonder worm has a mind of its own. And an itty-bitty tiny head that's great at making huge bad decisions. And it has one eye with 20/20 vision for one thing and one thing only. Titties! Rami with the tight cashmere sweater, she didn't have a bra that day. And the one-eyed wonder worm knew about it before you did. Because you can't spell penis without ESP. There you go. Back in those days, you were being programmed by a feminist agenda and you didn't even know it. And because the one-eyed wonder worm was doing most of your thinking, well, it just made it that much easier. Easier than these chicks when they go off to college, Green 5. Ha ha! Been there, done that, don't lie about it. You were going to school to get educated, but in reality, you got indoctrinated.
You're f***ing a white male!
Think of public education as a pharmacy that dispenses only blue pills. Take it with that titty milk, you good little slave. That's right. Now swallow. Ugh. We were all beta tested by the four pillars of feminization. But the problem with any programming based on a lie is this. We all grow older and hopefully, if you're lucky, we get wiser. And slowly we come to understand that reality isn't jiving with the motherboard. You're doing everything you were taught, right? Then why isn't it working? Is it like socialism? We're just not doing it right. We gotta do it again and try harder. Shut up! So you do. And some of you guys out there get divorced 4, maybe 5 times before it finally sinks in. Every single thing they taught you was a lie! And when you finally defecate the blue pill back into the sewer where it belongs, when you let the sunlight of reality shine upon you, it becomes really irritating. You ever hear of red pill rage? I did a whole video about that. Links in the description. And today's video is called the blue pill feedback loop, which feeds all of that anger and throws gas on the fire. It burns brighter year after year, and now only 6.5 men out of 1,000 are getting married. I'm gonna tell you right now, I feel sorry for the poor schmuck who they sawed in half to get the 0.5. But that is a phenomenal number, so let's celebrate. Pour yourself the menagerie, minus the water, because you know I was drinking heavy yesterday. And get ready to share this with every young person that you know. It'll save their life in the long run. Because we're going to pick a fight and break down this goddamn feedback loop of insanity. Yeah. We're going to start off with the 4 microchips that make the motherboard. You know, the one that resides in your pussification pewter. These are the things that women claim over and over again what they want in a man. They will even put one of their dick beaters on a stack of Bibles and swear to God that's what they want. And because you grew up and hear this from every woman that has a nice cashmere sweater and good jugs, you actually believe it. And why? Because she's different and she loves you. Or she will if I simply just do what she wants. Survey says bullshit, because you fed us these four blue pillars. Number one, you gotta be nice. Wah. I want a nice guy. Yeah, right. You just want a guy you can break and ride his ass all the way into his grave.
Let's pretend that's not true.
Yeah.
Number two, be agreeable. Wah. We've all heard the saying, if you're wrong, admit it. If you're right, just shut the hell up. Yeah, that sounds like a recipe for a perfect union. Yeah, right. Number three, you gotta be a provider. But I thought you were all strong and independent women who didn't need a man. I'm gay. Don't they call this having your cake and eating it too, which is a dumb expression? I'm just saying. If I have a cake in front of me, especially a bumpy cake, I'm gonna f***ing eat it and convert it to shit the next day. That is its whole reason for existing. And that one segues right into being a provider. Because dudes, they want you to believe that is your whole reason for existing. You wanna talk about priming the pump for slavery? Well, there you go. They expect you to get on your knees and aim to please. Gentlemen, that needs to stop. The only ones who should be on their knees, well, they're making a sandwich after Screen 5. But number four, you have to maintain the peace. Otherwise known as happy wife, happy life. Jesus Christ, that's so cuckified. Go spend 14 hours a day in the wage cage 9,000. Then you take all of that money that you earn and you just hand it over to someone who doesn't give a shit about you.
Yeah. Well, I'm just not sure about that right now.
And if you don't believe me, go ahead and lose your job and see what happens. There are millions of dudes out there who thought, oh, she's different and she would never do that to me. Where are they now? They're in a Kenmore refrigerator box or living with their parents in their 40s. Or they're living out of the back of their car, eating off the dollar menu. Not that I would know about that or anything, but, you know, Space Ghost is on.
Are you gonna finish those fries, bro?
Dude, I didn't even know you back then. Get out of here, you time-traveling hobgoblin.
Here's a thought. All of these things are desirable traits in a woman. I'm not saying you need to provide for us, because let's face it, we do not need you for that. Having a woman who earns just as much as you or more, well, that's a recipe for divorce. And at the end of the day, isn't that what we're all trying to avoid? So what happens when you take all of these characteristics and then convince men that masculinity is toxic? You wind up convincing whole generations of men to act like women. All aboard the Cuckmaster Express. Come watch it with me, Space Ghost is on.
Good one.
But here's the real insidious part, gentlemen. The same people who are convincing you that your masculinity is toxic and bad and you need to let it go. Out of the other side of their sausage-filled mouth, they're convincing women to behave like men. So I gotta ask you, ladies, if masculinity was so bad, why do you always copy it? You know what they say, imitation is the best form of flattery. Bitches. So now we've covered what women claim they want in a real man. And we know that doesn't amount to half a hill of soybeans. Now we're gonna cover what their actions say. And of course, actions, well, they speak way louder than words. And in this case, they're only speaking in vowels. Screen 5. Because with a peg D in your mouth, it's the all-vowel opera hour. Do they want the nice, agreeable provider who keeps the peace? Of course not! If they did, would 75% of the women fantasize about bondage? Women, they want a strong, dominant man who will lead them. We were both taught in Bizarro World what makes a woman happy. Both genders were brainwashed from the top down, bottom up, and every shitty layer in between. Most dudes start figuring this out right around 25, and the stupid ones, 35 to 36. And the real sad ones, well, they become marriage collectors, you know, because they gotta catch them all. But women, they really don't figure this out until it's way too late. And that is when the express train to Box Wine and Catland smashes right into the wall. But only after 20 years of riding the rooster roller coaster of death. You know, when you take your most valuable asset and give it away for free to knuckleheads, and at the end of the day you want to charge full price for it to a sucker? Get out of here!
Oh my god!
Let's say you go into Costco on a Saturday and Sunday because you love the free samples, if you know what I mean. And one of these counters has 100 dudes in line waiting, so you know it's gotta be good, right? You wait patiently in line for your turn. But you get up to the counter and all of a sudden a sign goes up and says $100 a pop, no pun intended. And it turns out they were all given bits of meat off of the same rotisserie chicken. All that's left is gristle and bones covered in some kind of special sauce. You know what I mean? So you go up to the counter and go, hey, everyone before me got this for free. Why do I have to pay?
Well, because now I know my worth.
Now that there's nothing of value left on the table, you suddenly want full retail for it. Yeah, right. Men are waking up to this reality by the thousands every single day, and the statistics prove it. What's worth more, gentlemen? The brand new car that's never even had a test drive? Or the used car in the back of the lot with 200,000 miles and some kind of mystery stain in the back seat? That is exactly what they're trying to sell you, gentlemen. Don't be fooled. So let's take a look at all of these dents in the fenders that women are praying that you will ignore. Number one, they don't want that nice guy. They want the bad boy. Problem is, 100% of those whammen are fighting over the 10% that are bad boys. You know what that means? Every time you ply the hose to one of these ladies, you acquire 48 Eskimo brothers, and I made a whole episode about that phenomena. Links in the description. Next time you swipe right on Tinder, you better make peace with the fact that you're probably using someone else's bazooka juice as lube.
Ah, crap, this thing was a rental.
I know the soy struggle is real, dudes, but you're the eighth person she's been with that day. Now listen, I assume every dude out there likes a little horseradish on their beef and cheddar. Oh, God! And if they're not chasing the bad boy, they're going after Chad. Or, you know, Tyrone, Pablo, Feng Shi Li, because you got to represent everyone now.
Please make sure you spank pull the hair.
Now, I know everyone out there is like, hey, Pop, what's the difference between a bad boy and a Chad? A Chad, well, he specializes in getting these ladies to work on their math while they count the ceiling tiles in his bedroom. But the bad boy, he simply just doesn't give a shit. And because of that, women chase him all the way to prison for a conjugal visit. Usually, one will be covered in all kinds of tattoos, and that is a red flag for both men and women. But women, they love to chase the red flags, and men learn to stay away. That covers number one and two. Now we have to go on to number three. As a result of giving away all these free samples, they fail the sausage stacking test. Basically, these women think penis is like a box of chocolate and they gotta taste them all. Problem is, every other nugget in that box, it's a lump of shit. But it's like Pokemon, you gotta catch them all. As in warts and chlamydia, screen 5. When it comes to the number of partners you've had, men and women are different. Women, they sleep with whoever they choose. Men, they get to sleep with whoever allows it to happen. One, that requires work. The other, well, it's bad decisions and the word yes.
How dare you?
It's the difference between getting a participation trophy or actually putting in the work and winning. So ladies, the sleut versus the stewed, well, that's simply reality. It's not a double standard, no matter how much you want it to be. And that's why it helps when you do what you say and you say what you mean. If you were simply honest with yourself, you could avoid all of the fallout from these bad decisions and actions. And you know they're bad decisions. That is why you lie when people ask you about your body count. Just like Hillary and Bill. Screen 5. And one of my favorite lies that women tell. Number 4. Women, they love drama. That is why they are always picking fights. And if they don't get enough drama in their life, they watch it on TV. And that is why when they finally do settle down with one of these nice guys, they sabotage the ever-loving shit out of it, and then they divorce his ass when they're done. And the stats prove it. 80% of divorces are filed by women, and 90% of the time the dude is caught completely off guard. And why? They're broken, and they cannot pair bond anymore. Because they spent their entire adult life behaving like they're a man.
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
That first blast of oxytocin, it is great, and it takes you to levels that heroin addicts can never get to. But you want the college experience, and you leave your high school boyfriend who said, I love you, in the dust. 20 years later and 500 miles of Mr. Right, links in the description, I'm interviewing you in a bar, and you're whining about that nice guy that got away. Wah. And all of the supplicants after that as you chase the dragon.
What is your body count?
0. Do you want to be my first?
That was a lie.
Couple hundred?
Seriously?
Yeah, I'm in a score.
Oh. Who wants chowder?
But that oxytocin high, it's never as good as the first time. All 187 dudes who came after that, well, that's exactly what they did. They came and then ghosted you. Now, you're immune to pair bonding and all you have is yourself to blame. And it's knowing that on a subconscious level that makes you sabotage these dudes. Because you know, balls deep in your heart, that you're not worth it. But you still pick the fights anyway, and that leads us into number 5. Say what you will about the Chads, Pablos, and so forth. They're not boring. Nice guys who provide safety, security, well, they're boring. But they're only boring to sleuts. And unfortunately, that's most of you out there. And it's that delusional abundance mindset, made 100 times worse now thanks to social media, makes these women believe they're always gonna have all of the options.
Yeah. That's not gonna happen.
Number 6. When these ladies are out there and their heads on a swivel, they're always looking for the money. But unfortunately for these ladies, when they run into dudes who have real money, they're good at keeping it. That's why they have a lot of money. And don't get me wrong, every once in a while you have an idiot like Bill Gates who never had his wife sign a prenup.
Stupid! You're so stupid!
Most of these dudes, if they're smart enough to make that kind of money, they're smart enough to avoid these kind of chicks. Or they take a page from my playbook. They hit it, quit it, run it through all the girls, neutral, slam it, flip it over, leave it in the ditch, dripping fluid from the tailpipe in front of Section 8 housing. And it's only from the tailpipe, because if it's dripping from a gas tank, that'll blow up in your face. So what happens at the end of the day when you have men thinking and acting like women and women thinking and acting like men? Well, to quote my ex-wife, no one's happy. It's one huge crash-up derby where everyone dies and no one's having sex. Well, to be more accurate, 20% of the dudes, they're getting almost 100% of the sex. That is how you get men who are pissed off and women who are doomed to die alone. And if you think I am completely full of shit, just wait a while. You are not a special snowflake, and sooner or later, this is going to happen to you. You're either going to swallow the red pill at 25, or you'll be drinking red wine at 45. Stop. To the young men out there who have not hit this speed bump yet, bookmark this video for later. The blue pill mind will inevitably cause you this pain. And why? You're simply doing what you were told to do. Stop wasting your time chasing things that women tell you they want. Judge people by their actions, and guess what? You're gonna have a happier life, because you will figure out that women, they're not the key to happiness. Real happiness is something you do for yourself. And when it is forged by your achievements and strength, no one can take it away from you. One of the biggest spiritual blunders you can make is trying to get happiness from someone else. If you have ever stood across from somebody and said, "I'm not happy," you're the problem. For years I've said on this show, "She's never yours, it's just your turn." Well, f*** that. Instead, you're not hers, it's just her turn. You're the prize, dudes! Don't you ever forget that. Sex, it's only 7 to 10 minutes of your time, but commitment, which we are the gatekeepers of, that can last the rest of your life. So ladies, go ahead, tell me one more time. I want to hear it. Who's the prize? That's what I thought. And with that being said, I am done with you. Go away. Because you know what? You don't know. I mean, literally, she could have been like with 5 guys or one guy every day for years. You don't know. You're just asking to get a dick worm. I'm just telling you. Stop it. Wait a minute. Look, the visualization, it's just f***ing. Dude, you motherfucker. Well, the thing is these women, they chase the high. You know, they go with the guy. When it runs out 2-3 years, it's not fun anymore. New guy. It's always chasing the high.